Dr. Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, last week you said the August WASDE was bullish for wheat and pretty much neutral for corn and beans. What's the situation?
Well, that wheat shot out of the chute like a scalded dog, you know. Wheat prices in Medford, Oklahoma got up to around $7.20. They moved over 30 cents in one day. However, they got up there, they stayed there for a day or two, and then they've dropped back down to around $6.90. So you saw wheat do as projected, corn and beans also. You got a little price increase in corn. Beans stayed about to the same position they were in.
Why the volatility, do you think?
Well, if you look at what's going on in wheat, they've been lower in production around the world. You go back to June, we started having problems with the U.S. hard red spring wheat crop. Our protein and for the hard red winter wheats is a little low this year, so we need that hard red spring wheat to blend with it. We started losing it because of hot, dry weather all the way up into Canada. Right now, they've been talking about 30% less wheat than, say, we had last year or so. Then over in the Black Sea area, Ukraine, they're harvesting a record crop, but Russia's wheat production from June projections to the current projections have went from over 3.1 billion bushels down to below 2.7 billion bushels. So a big decline in Russian wheat there. You've got other problems like in the European Union, too much rain. They say that less than 40% of that soft red winter wheat is going to be milling quality. So we've lost a lot of wheat over the last couple of weeks.
What do you think the market is offering for harvest delivered corn and beans?
Well, if you look at corn, it's been pretty level, around $5.50 for a forward contract for corn. Milo, around $5.85. Soybeans, $12.90. Those contracts are just wandering around waiting for to get into the harvest because we're not really going to know the size of that crop until we get it on the scales and in the bin.
How do those forward contract prices then compare to historical prices?
Well, if you look at historical prices, they're significantly higher. Right now, your wheat, $5.20 is the historical average. You look at corn, you're down in the $3.75 to $4 range. Beans running around $9.50 to $9.75. So we've got relatively good prices now.
And your guidance for producers if they want to sell in any of those categories?
Well, the market's relatively volatile. Now, wheat's been showing it, but it can happen in corn and beans real fast. I would take advantage of some of these higher prices, but I wouldn't sell it one and done. I'd stagger it in the market. I normally say a 3 sales, but I would probably move that out to maybe four or five different sales. Stagger it in the market because you don't know when that price is going to go up or when it's going to go down.
Interesting times. Kim, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.